to Bible Fellowship Church Let's Talk. Thank you for joining us on this Friday. Working my way through 1 Samuel in chapter 22. We're going to pick it up just after David is acting like he's insane. And then that's in 21. And then in 22, David has fled. He's looking for a place of safety. And so he takes his mom and dad and he takes them to Moab. Please let my father and mother stay with you. You'll find that in verse 3. Till I know what God will do for me. And so David in his situation is now has also gathered like 400 soldiers that are with him. He's found a place of protection for his mom and dad in Moab. Be reminded of the story of Ruth, where that story takes place in Moab. You also have David, who is now in a situation of safety, but he also knows that his life is at stake. And so I think what's really interesting about this little paragraph, I mean, if you do chapter 22, 1 to 5, here you have a guy that's rallied an army, found safety for his parents, but he's still listening to the voice of the Lord. If you go to verse 5, the prophet Gad said to David, "Do not remain in the stronghold. Depart and go into the land of Judah." So David departed and went into the forest of Haran. So you've got David that is listening to this prophet. Little fun facts about the prophet. You can find that prophet Gad in 1 Chronicles 29:29, and also 2 Chronicles 29:15. 2 Chronicles 29:15 is the temple. So a little guy here, you know, Prophet Gad, find two more times in the scriptures. Just fun facts. David now is going to say, okay, I'm going to trust this prophet. I'm going to listen. So he's willing to listen. He's willing to move, and he's willing to make changes. And I think those are just good things for us to be aware of. I guess out of this paragraph, maybe the thought would be, are you willing to listen? And so David, in the midst of all the craziness that's happened, he's still, and a lot of times in the craziness is when we do our best listening, when it's so broken that we don't have anywhere else to go, then to say, okay, look, I hear your voice now. I want to hear your voice. I want to know what's going on. And so we go running back to our Heavenly Father. And so I want to encourage you out of a couple verses out of the book of Proverbs. So it's good for us to identify and see this, but it's really better for us to make sure that we're doing that in our own lives. So a couple other passages of scripture, Proverbs 16:3, commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. Commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. Verse 5 out of chapter 16, everyone who is arrogant in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Everyone is arrogant in heart is an abomination to the Lord and will not go unpunished. 16:18 out of the book of Proverbs. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Pride goes before destruction. I got this. I can handle it. That's pride. Last verse, Proverbs 16:24. Gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body. Gracious words are like a honeycomb. And so as you enjoy your Friday, or you might pick it up at a different time, what do we see in King David? In the mess, he's listening to the prophet and he leaves. In the pain, in the brokenness, he's listening to the prophet. Great opportunity for us to say, how well are we doing listening? How well are we doing? Say, okay, look, I want to hear your voice. I trust your voice and I'm going to follow you. When we don't do this, we will destroy ourselves and the people that are around us. So, opportunity to listen today. Listen well to the truth of Scripture. Thank you for joining us for this Let's Talk. Let's pray. Jesus, I thank you for this new day, the opportunity to be your sons and daughters today. May we walk in wisdom today, as there is a lot of things that are going on around us. May we be individuals that listen well. Thank you for this example of David. There are times that David did not listen well, but this is one that we can see. And draw our hearts to be obedient. Draw our hearts to be able to walk in truth. Commit our ways to you. Be reminded that it doesn't work out when we're arrogant. Be reminded that gracious words are like a honeycomb. So thank you for this new day. We love you, Jesus. Your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us for this Let's Talk. Have a great Friday.